The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, what second or third year quarterback would you trust with the game on the line? The obvious answer, and I think the only answer, really, it's Jaden Daniels. That's it. And it's a small sample size. We're talking about second year quarterbacks now, but we saw Jaden Daniels come up in clutch moments multiple times last year, leading his team. I'm not even just talking about the Hail Mary, which was an insane play, but he had moments like that throughout. He seems like he kind of has it, that clutch gene. Jaden Daniels, the only answer I'll listen to. Second or third year quarterbacks, give me another one that you actually would want with the game on the line.
I don't even know. Okay. So the only other one that is probably worth a conversation that you know something about is CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Because Bryce Young, like, I'm not even sure he's a good starting quarterback yet. Let alone with the game on the line. He's never had a game on the line. His entire team has played two straight years without a single game that mattered at all. So,
I'm sure in his rookie year, he probably had a couple game-winning drives.
When they were, 2-11, and it was 2 minutes to go, and they were down three. You know,
the Texans? They weren't 2-11.
No, not the Texans. I said Bryce Young.
Oh, Bryce Young. Sorry.
Yeah, Bryce Young. His entire... No. C.J. Stroud made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought you were talking about Stroud.
Bryce Young gave me the answer. His team has never played a meaningful football game the entire time he's been the starting quarterback. I know he won a natty. So, do I consider that part of it? Is, he won a clutch game once? Nobody else from that one. Anthony Richardson, Will Levis are the only two other quarterbacks in that, and they don't matter. And then it's Drake May, Caleb Williams, and Michael Penix, and J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix, who I would all argue are complete unknowns. I actually think you can make a decent argument for Bo Nix third if you wanted to enter the conversation, because at least his team was in close games and they won close games. But I'd still end up choosing Caleb Williams or the more talented guys that I don't know anything about, like Michael Penix, before I'd go with the stable body. Because again, it's not
there. Here's what's funny, though.
Daniels by a mile.
I think it is. And that was my first reaction. Then I looked up the numbers of game winning drives. This is going to surprise. This stunned me, because to me, Daniels is still who I would answer. Even after knowing the stat, I think I would still say Daniels.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's 1 year versus two? So let's keep that in mind. But Bryce Young, and I'm sure very soon Jaden Daniels is going to pass these guys very quickly. But in 1 year, Jaden Daniels had four game-winning drives in his rookie season last year. Four game-winning drives, what they classify, I should say, as that. Bryce Young in two seasons has six. He's ahead of Stroud. Bryce Young has more game-winning drives six? Than C.J. Stroud.
Is that every win he's had? Six wins might be.
Stroud has five of them. But yeah, that was surprising to me that Bryce Young had one more in the same amount of years as Stroud, and actually fewer games played than Stroud, because remember, Bryce Young got benched. And he has six. Now, Jaden Daniels already has four, and he's played one full season less, so he's on a much better pace. But I was surprised to see that. If you're wondering, Bo Nix had three of them last year in year one. Anthony Richardson had three as well. Bo Nix, Anthony Richardson, same amount of game-winning drives.
Again, I take Bo Nix. I take a lot of guys over Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Not really up for debate.
I think Anthony Richardson would take somebody else as well.
That is, over himself. As much as I was being borderline sarcastic, that is every Bryce Young win. He has, in his NFL career, won six NFL football games. So, the only ones in which... So, like, to me, that's
clutch.
Not a...
He's clutch,
no,
you know?
It's not, he's clutch.
He's clutch, man.
He's always behind, and six times he managed to win a football game.
He's on a bad team.
No, I would take Jaden Daniels, obviously, over Bryce Young, but I thought those numbers were interesting. If you were just wondering out of the veterans...
Maybe on a good team, he would be more clutch.
If you were wondering out of the vets, and these guys have played varying number of seasons, but Matthew Stafford currently is the league leader in game-winning drives. He's also been playing since 2009, but he has 49 of them. Russell Wilson, since 2012, has 40 of them. Derek Carr, who's now retired, but 35 of them. Aaron Rodgers is fourth. He's been playing since 05, though. He's got 34 active quarterbacks, a little bit younger, obviously under the age of 30 and everything. Patrick Mahomes has 23 of them so far in his career. He actually has the same amount of game-winning drives as Dak Prescott.
But I never look at this as being all that bad in the good quarterback standpoint.
Yeah, because you're ahead.
Because, it doesn't tell me he plays from ahead 90% of the time. A team's ability to come from behind sometimes, because I remember Philip Rivers used to be king of this stat. Philip Rivers, come from behind, kid. He wasn't a more clutch quarterback. His teams are just behind more. And if you're a good enough quarterback, you will win a certain number of those games, even though you are consistently behind.
That graphic on Sunday Night Football, whatever broadcast they're doing, fourth quarter, all the time they cite the game-winning drives in his career or whatever.
I know the way Mahomes plays when it's the fourth quarter
and that's why
and overtime, and they have to have it. I know how he plays.
And that's why he's the overall answer to this, but out of second and third-year quarterbacks, it's Jaden Daniels.
Who's second, by the way, on your list, just out of curiosity? Can it be Josh Allen if he's never been to a Super Bowl? Even though I think he's the second-best quarterback?
In terms of like clutch drives?
Game on the line, 2 minutes to go, I need a touchdown.
Yeah, here's why. Here's why the answer can still be Josh Allen, because even in the 13-second divisional round game where we all remember, Josh Allen was answering the call.
That's got to be your example.
He scored with 13 seconds. What else was he supposed to do? You know what I mean?
I actually don't think it can be a quarterback if they've never been to the Super Bowl.
So you don't think you can be clutch if you can't get to the Super Bowl? You don't think you can be a clutch quarterback?
So then who's your answer? Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow?
Yeah, there's only been
Brock
in the Mahomes era, it's been Brady.
Only like three more answers.
It's been Brady.
Well, it's not going to go off.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, these are the only quarterbacks that have been in the Super Bowls during this era.
Damn, I guess that is the part that's hurting me a little.
You only have like four
Stafford
choices.
Stafford, Goff, Hurts, Burrow,
and Purdy.
Purdy and Garoppolo.
Well, it's not the other two just listed. But
these are the
maybe it's Hurts.
You have like five options. Yeah,
maybe it's Hurts.
It's so hard for me to say it's Jalen Hurts, though, because, like, with all due respect to him, and this is where, like, it's just unfair criticism, I guess, but, like, he doesn't strike, like, if there's 60 seconds, there's a minute left on the clock, I'm not picking Jalen Hurts to march me down the field. I'm just not. And he's a very good quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback, I would argue, but I'm not picking him over Allen or Burrow from just in this exact example.
The only one I could choose if Super Bowl was is Burrow. It's the only one choose and do that. How many come from behind victories does he have on there?
I just closed it. I closed it. I'll find it again.
Probably not. I bet you he doesn't have more than 10.
I mean,
active quarterback.
They haven't won enough games as part of
that. I bet you he doesn't have more than 10.
He's got 9, so Drew, you were right there. He's got 9. Daniel Jones and him have the same amount.
But I will say, like, this one more than even just the stat that you're giving. There is like an eye test, smell test part to it.
That's what I mean,
like,
by it hurts. Yeah.
When I watch Joe Burrow in a 2-minute drill, I do watch a guy who like gets it done usually.
Compared to Daniel Jones,
Nobody gets it done in the clutch all the time. But that's the thing. That's the thing I can't really get past with Josh. Josh Allen probably would be my choice of two, because the hardest thing to get past is like when it is like game is on the line and you better win this damn game. Josh Allen does that a lot. He does it against everybody not named Patrick Mahomes.
I was going to ask how many Josh Allen had, because I don't think we answered Josh Allen.
Hold on. Let me pull it back up.
Or Lamar Jackson.
I'll leave it up for the rest of the show now, right?
At least for the rest of this segment.
Allen is 11th in active leaders. He has 21 of them. He is two behind Dak and Mahomes. He's one ahead of Goff and two ahead of Geno
Smith. How many does Lamar Jackson have?
Lamar.
Yeah, obviously, it wouldn't be playoffs. Really?
for any of these.
Lamar has 12 of them. He's tied with Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
See,
they've obviously played different amount of years. Keep that in mind, but yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you rather, I think this is interesting in this conversation. Would you take Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson
in a game-winning drive
over a guy like Josh Allen?
You'd have to take Lamar.
Because of the running?
You'd still have to take Lamar at this point, 1 year into Jaden Daniels' career.
No. I'm saying either of them compared to Josh Allen or any of the other guys, or Stafford. Would you rather take Lamar Jackson in a game-winning drive or Matt Stafford? I think that's an interesting conversation.
Probably lean Matthew Stafford. He's just done it more.
I don't know if that's because you could also say, well,
I know you would say, well, Lamar can just take off and run, but still, like
Lamar
Matthew Stafford
have the weapons too that Stafford has. Technically, you could also make that argument.
I'd probably lean Lamar, but that's the biggest toss up probably the entire group.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.